The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Doug Parker, and this is your Sunday morning news brief for November 4th, 2018. Royal Caribbean recently held a launch celebration for the opening of their Terminal A in Port Miami. The event was headlined with speeches by Royal Caribbean executives as well as Miami City and Port Miami officials. Terminal A was built to be home for Royal Caribbean's new Symphony of the Seas. Also, Allure of the Seas will reposition there as well. And Carnival Corporation has announced that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has issued the corporation 3 patents protecting 46 intellectual property innovations for Ocean Medallion. That's their wearable device that is currently on Caribbean Princess. Ocean Medallion lets you open doors, pay for food and drinks, and make reservations on board. And finally, a Royal Caribbean ship was forced to divert to Bermuda after passengers unexpectedly fell ill and needed medical treatment. Serenade of the Seas was sailing from Boston down to the Southern Caribbean when it had to divert to Bermuda to disembark the sick guests. After the guests were disembarked, the ship resumed to St. Martin. You can hear Cruise Radio News Briefs Monday through Friday on our Cruise Radio News podcast feed. Subscribe today. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.